You're listening to SBS News.
Tertiary students and school children in Italy will be forced to skip classes until March the 15th as authorities try to slow the number of coronavirus cases. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte says all measures need to be implemented to contain the virus and reduce demand on the healthcare system. The country's education minister, Lucia Azzolina, says it wasn't an easy decision to temporarily shut down the education sector.
I know that it's a decision that will have an impact. As Minister of Education, I obviously hope that my students will return to school as soon as possible, and I'll work hard so that this essential public service, even from a distance, can be provided to all our students.
United Nations economists have been watching the health crisis unfold and have forecast a big drop in worldwide manufacturing exports. Pamela Coke-Hamilton from the UN Conference on Trade and Development says unless a COVID-19 vaccine is found, the impact will be severe.
The issues with relation to what the US is doing now in terms of visitor arrivals, cancelling various meetings, it's all kind of having a kind of knock-on effect as well in terms of demand. So it right now we're not clear on where it will go. A lot will depend on what happens with COVID-19.
UN economist Alessandro Nicitta says the flow-on effects will depend on how countries attempt to control the virus.
So China has done a great job in containing the virus, also, but it has sacrificed a little bit the economy, at least in the first few weeks. So plant closure, restriction to movement of people, which were all necessary, but there is an economic effect when you take those measures.
The International Monetary Fund's Kristalina Georgieva is warning the projected economic damage is worsening.
What we can say with certainty is that as we were spelling out, we have a baseline scenario that is relatively mild impact, and then we have more dire scenarios we are considering. Unfortunately, we have moved in the territory of these more dire scenarios.
What hasn't yet been stopped is the Tokyo Olympics, scheduled to start in Japan this July. In the past, the Games have only ever been cancelled because of world wars. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach is refusing to speculate on any disruptions, stating he's committed to ensuring the 2020 Games are a success.
I can tell you that today in the meeting of the executive board, neither the word cancellation nor the word postponement was even mentioned. Of course, we are a responsible organization. This is why we have this joint task force.
He says if some athletes are prevented from qualifying for the Games because of the coronavirus, they will try to find a fair solution for them. The global spread is continuing, with the first case of the virus confirmed in Ukraine. And after Saudi Arabia's first diagnosis was declared on Monday, it has now suspended Umrah pilgrimages to the holy cities of Medina and Mecca. Last week, Saudi Arabia blocked Umrah visas for foreigners, and now it's preventing citizens and residents from participating because of coronavirus. The German government is also remaining cautious, with its health minister, Jens Spahn, announcing an export restriction on protective clothing because of shortages.
Es wird immer wieder darum gehen, die richtige Balance zu finden.
It will always be a matter of finding the right balance, on the one hand, between necessary restrictions to contain the virus, and on the other hand, our everyday life, which goes on. One thing is certain, the peak of the spread has not yet been reached.
And Iran's president says the virus has affected almost all of the country's provinces, with 92 deaths confirmed. It has one of the highest death tolls outside China, and several Iranian officials have been infected. In response, Iran has cancelled Friday prayers for a second week in a row. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.